Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. It's been a fun week and a half. It went by fast. Dan Buck, good to be with you.
Brian, it's been great having you, man. And Mark will be back in the big chair on Monday. But you've done a stellar job, I might add, filling in. Great job.
Oh, you too, man. I've never worked with you before, and it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm glad we had this opportunity to do so. Over on Fox 2's website, can I just mention, I'm thrilled that still one of the top stories is John Pertzborn's retiring after 40 years, that they are respecting and honoring one of the great St. Louis broadcasters of all time. He's still one of my favorite. I love him.
Well, just not only a phenomenal broadcaster, but a great person, too. John and I were colleagues on Show Me St. Louis. We launched that show together in 95, and he was the host of the show for the first 3 years as I was a reporter. He then moved over to Channel 2 in 98 and missed him dearly, but boy, I learned so much from him in those 3 years about how to put stories together. He could find a story in anything, literally, and make it entertaining. He was the master. He used to have a segment called Pertzborn's People for people who've been in St. Louis a long time. It was a couple times a week, they would go to, it would end the newscast with Pertzborn's People, and they were just these incredible human interest stories. And literally, he would just pick, he said sometimes he didn't even know where he was going. He'd just go out with his photographer and drive around until they saw something interesting and would go in and do a story about a shop owner or somebody with a cool hobby or whatever. And they were just incredibly interesting stories. And yeah, he's going to be missed, but I know John and his wife, Mary, are going to have a lot of fun in retirement. I'm sure of that. He's still in great health. He runs a lot. They're going to travel a lot. He's excited about, and he won't stay. I don't think he'll stay entirely out of broadcasting. Wouldn't surprise me to see him keep his foot in or do a podcast or something. He just loves talking to people. That's kind of his passion. Yeah.
He's awesome. I also saw one of the top stories there that the mold spore count is at the season high right now. So if you have allergies, that's going to be tough for a lot of people. Keep that in mind. Don't like the term mold spore count, but it's something that you have to track. Being right here, particularly where we're located here in St. Louis, there's a lot of opportunity for those things to grow, which make it an issue. And before we get to the short list, let's go back real quick. Can I play the Tucker Carlson rant regarding what's going on in California?
Yeah, California.
This was pretty good.
What is that? SB Bill 771 that has a lot of people up in arms.
Yep. This is clip number 8.
The state of California, if Gavin Newsom signs this law, and he has until October 13th to do it, people will be fined if the censors determine that speech constitutes, and we're quoting now, violence, intimidation or coercion, right? Or coercion based on race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, immigration status, or protected characteristics. Obviously, white Christian men are not covered under that. And so the society becomes ever more hierarchical, with a Brahmin class and untouchables at the bottom, the opposite of the country all of us over 50 grew up in, that had an egalitarian spirit where some were rich, some were poor, some were smart, some were dumb, some had good jobs, others were unemployed, but all of us were considered equal under the law and equal in the eyes of God. And that concept is the basis of a stable society, any stable society, and it was the basis of stability in this country. And laws like this and the attitudes that give birth to them, to laws like this, have made it wildly unstable.
Yep, he's right. And Let me just point out a few things. With the FCC and Jimmy Kimmel and all the people pointing to the FCC, the reason he was suspended, which I, again, don't agree with, it doesn't, I don't think it's a free speech thing. Let's look at this. If this was Donald Trump, and this is probably one of the biggest examples of hypocrisy you can make based on what we just saw with the Jimmy Kimmel thing, that if Donald Trump said this, the first thing that the liberals would be saying is you're using this as a way for the government to censor anything that Donald Trump doesn't like. 100%, that's what they would be yelling and screaming. Any hypocrite right now that was out there trying to hug and caress Jimmy Kimmel and suck up to all the other liberals out there that believe Jimmy Kimmel was, oh, what a poor victim this guy was. All of these hypocrites out there, if they don't speak out against something like this, it is showing in full force.
And you're giving the government the ability to determine what is coercion, what is intimidation. That can be so broadly interpreted, right? For example, what I played last hour in my Buck segment, the Lex Rennick of her challenging people in the transgender community to turn their lives over to Christ, is that not conversion? Is that not coercion? Right? In their eyes, they could say, oh, you're putting hate speech out there towards transgenders, telling them they need to change their ways, and you have no right to do so. So not only would Lex Rennick get thwarted there, but Instagram will be fined up to $1 million for each offense. So what is that going to do? That's going to bring back all of the fact checkers, all of the online censorship that we experienced during COVID, that we all got a small taste of what censorship looks like. We don't like your opinion. You're not entitled to that opinion. So therefore, we're taking you down and we're going to deplatform you. These social media outlets are going to be forced to do that under this law. And keep in mind, it's not just people in California, because the internet isn't boundary. It doesn't have a state boundary. So if somebody posts something and it shows up on a feed in California, they're saying that they have the right to tell that platform to take it down. Right?
It's exactly what the FBI and some of these agencies did during COVID. If they didn't like what you said about the government mandates, then they would have you take it down, or they would threaten these tech companies to take it down. You know, another thing that comes to mind, in states like California, they were very much opposed to when Trump had a similar idea, which was, hey, if you're one of these back pages or you're advertising prostitution and human trafficking on these sites, we are going to hold you accountable because you're ruining people's lives with this sex trafficking on these websites. The Craigslists and the Backpage was the big one. And they yelled and screamed. They said, you can't shame sex workers. You know, they were out there and advocating that you couldn't take that stuff down. And now the same people are upset because now political speech or controversial or what they want to label as hate speech goes up and shows up on a feed, then they want to be able to fine you for that. Now, that is a direct violation when the government is talking about yielding a financial disincentive. Huge, huge violation there. And all, again, all these hypocrites that came out of the woods to make sure they were on Jimmy Kimmel's side right now, I want to see them all say the same thing about this, either that or they are just empty vessels, and you we already know you can't trust anything they say or validate any of their feelings in that sense, and we don't have to follow anything that they say, but this is just one of the top pieces of evidence you can use against them, I believe.
And you may ask yourself, how did it get to this point? How could California even get to a place where they think it's okay to censor free speech, including, you know, anti-immigration, right? If you posted something about illegal immigration in opposition to it and said that these people need to go back home, that's hate speech. They're definitely going to deem that as hate speech. So if you want to find out how this happened, just follow the money, right? It's always the money. Who's paying for this campaign? Who's paying those lawmakers and making contributions? Guess who it is? Guess who's behind all of this of SB 771? George Soros. Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. He has a solely funded, called the Center for Countering Digital Hate, CCDH, 100% funded by George Soros and a few other small donors. But he's the big money behind it. And he's the one promoting this. Why? Because he wants to shut down conservative talk. He wants to shut down conservative voices, and saying that if you oppose anything on the left, We're going to deem it as hate speech, and therefore you're not going to be able to post it. And don't think this is a California problem, people, because Facebook can't control what populates in California, right? They're going to have to take down all voices so it doesn't populate in California, or they're going to face these million-dollar fines until, of course, the courts get involved. And hopefully they say, hey, you can't do this. The internet, first of all, is not confined to the state of California. It's a global network of voices, and you can't tell Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X, all these other platforms, that somehow they have to monitor every single person out there and shut it down, shut down voices if indeed they violate your so-called hate speech. And it's crazy.
Well, we'll have to revisit this. Our producer Drew's like, man, we had a short list to get to. Now we can't.
No, we don't. I know.
We don't. Our short list, this is too important to pass up there. And I'm sure we'll talk about it again. But from Fox News Radio, Evan Brown's going to join us after the break. Nicole Murray from This Morning with Gordon Deal is going to come in a little bit later in the hour. Looking forward to catching up with Evan Brown. And what's going on with this TikTok? Yesterday, there was a lot of attention to it. And J.D. Vance actually laid out some of the parameters of why they're doing it. So we'll get to that coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. And joining us now from Fox News Radio, Evan Brown. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So I was watching some of the press conference and the news from the White House yesterday. I think the big takeaway of President Donald Trump signing that executive order to keep TikTok in the U.S. is that if it's in the U.S., it's not in the hands of China. That was pretty much my takeaway. What do you think?
Well, that is the goal here, is to get the control of TikTok, at least in the U.S. market, away from China, because we know China uses it to conduct influence operations and to steal data, but more importantly, to conduct influence operations beyond the usual trying to get you to buy products from their advertisers. It is used in the way that we had problems with, say, Cambridge Analytica and whatnot. They were using their ability to influence for political purposes. That's a very dangerous thing, considering how prevalent TikTok use is among younger Americans. That has always sort of been the problem. It was something that the Biden administration was sort of forced to acknowledge and then proceeded with a law to ban or force the sale. President Trump really didn't want to ban it because I think he realizes how powerful of a platform it is, and that there's money to be made there, and even money to be made still yet for China. So the following deal was created, in which an American consortium of companies with some oversight from the federal government would run the TikTok U.S. operation, with China taking less than 20% of a stake in it. So China gets to make a little profit off the U.S. market, but they have no control over the product itself anymore, or they won't, if provided this actually gets implemented properly. That's, I think, a best of both worlds type of scenario, because while, you know, certainly we're not fans of what the Chinese government does with TikTok in terms of its influence operations, I think everyone can realize, well, it is their product. Maybe they ought to be able to make some money off of this, and more so than just an outright low ball sale. This way they continually make profits. But they don't get to control any of it, and this puts control of it into an entity that is regulatable or, under U.S. law.
In a related kind of topic story, something TikTok will certainly have to be dealing with, along with Instagram, along with X, along with any social media platform out there, is that new law in California, SB 771. Has there been any talk in Washington or on Capitol Hill about trying to get ahead of this and trying to say states can't have the rights to impose on free speech like this?
Well, that is sort of the big problem. You know, Florida, and I'm in Florida, is trying also to wrangle in social media to a degree, especially with having to do with things like age verification or just flat out disallowing children from these platforms. And I still think we have a major unresolved matter on free speech here versus the very real and demonstrable need to regulate access to these platforms when it comes to children or even some adults who are, let's just say, can't really, you know, make decisions for themselves, you know, who may be mentally ill or whatnot, and maybe under the care of someone else or the state for that matter. You know, there is a competing public health need here against the, you know, the very core freedom, you know, the very core First Amendment right. And this is going to take a Supreme Court ruling at some point in the future to kind of work out. You know, we are, you know, states are kind of really struggling with this because I think they've sort of realized that too many children are kind of left up to this app and are often under an influence of some kind to necessarily do bad things, to even do harmful things to themselves, whether it's to they're encouraged to seek out drugs where they can even make purchases via the app and in some cases buy drugs. There's a lot of fentanyl sales, or not fentanyl, but drug sales, that drugs that contain fentanyl, I should say. And it's being marketed to, you know, teenagers who have some kind of access to their parents' digital payment platforms, and they can go ahead and just make their purchases and, you know, somehow meet up or even get them delivered in the mail, get those, which is insane if you think about it. So it's a major problem, a major public health problem, which contributes to the overall national security problem that we have due to TikTok.
Wow. You know, I'm at the point where my kids are too young to be on these platforms, but the more I learn about what's going on them, I want to keep them off until they're 18.
Right. My child is 12 and has no access to social media whatsoever. I know other parents that just their kids who are younger than that are nothing but face first into TikTok. And they're not well behaved. And you say to the parents, why do you allow them? When their parents say, well, how can I stop them? I said, you take the phone, you block the site.
Wait, who bought the phone? Who's paying for the data plan, right? Well, you control the purse, right?
I have a deal in my house that if I say, give me the phone, you give me the phone. If you don't give me the phone, I grab the phone and it goes in the incinerator, and then that's that. So you're the parent. You have to be a parent. Sorry. You're not their friend. You're their parent. And that's, you know, that means taking things away at times.
Right. And yep. So many teachers around the country are clamoring for limited screen time and trying to get these phones banned from the classroom.
We have laws. It started off, I think, with district by district policy here, and I think I want to say there's a state law now or something. You're not allowed to have your phone out in school.
Perfect.
Now, there's a competing interest here, and that is, God forbid, something goes wrong at the school and your kid needs to call 911. You don't want them to have no access to the phone, but the deal is it must be out of sight and ringer off, and you can't be fuddling with it.
How did we all survive without cell phones getting through school? You know, I didn't have to have 911 at my disposal at every moment of my life.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
Now we have school shootings. So, yeah.
It's terrible. Exactly. Fox News Radio, Evan Brown, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. There it is. Good morning. The Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in with Dan Buck. This morning with Gordon Deal. I'm sure you listened right before the show. And joining us now, Nicole Murray. Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Oh. I live vicariously through you on Fridays because you have the most fun weekends. You have a big party planned. You got a wedding to go to. Are you traveling? What's up in your world this weekend?
More of a low-key weekend for the first time in like a month.
You never have low-key weekends. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Just chilling? Sure, I mean, just watching football? What?
My puppy has a date, actually. She's going to be getting together with her puppy boyfriend.
Oh, the old hookup of the canines, huh?
So are you trying to, you know, get them to have a litter? Is that what you're saying?
No. They're just... They get so excited whenever they see each other, so we call them boyfriend, girlfriend, but nothing like that.
That would be such a side hustle, breeding dogs.
Oh, no, I hate that.
Yeah, I know. I'm a shelter dog guy.
We had a golden retriever. We tried that before we got her spayed. We wanted to have one litter of puppies, and we brought over the male.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Who stayed with us for like a week, and the two had no interest whatsoever in one another. We could not make the bond happen. They would have made beautiful puppies, but there was no go. Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's only one way to make money. There's a lot of other ways to make money. Nicole, how do the markets look?
That's right.
All right. Futures are mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 173. The NASDAQ down 113. The S&P 500 down 33. Greater St. Louis Incorporated has announced that Ron Kitchens, who grew up in rural Missouri, has spent decades working in economic development around the country, will take the helm as the next director of the region's main business lobby. Kitchens spent the last 3 years as CEO of the Chamber of Commerce in Texas. Turkish Airlines said it will order 75 Boeing 787 aircraft and had completed negotiations to buy 150 737 MAX planes, subject to engine talks, unveiling a long-awaited deal after a meeting between the two countries' leaders. President Tayyip Erdogan has met President Trump, who also said he believed Turkey would agree to his request to stop buying Russian oil. Norwegian Air Shuttle said it had exercised an option to buy an additional 30 Boeing 737 MAX 8s, bringing its total firm order to 80 aircraft. The airline confirmed the final aircraft delivery is now scheduled for 2031. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports BMW is recalling over 196,000 vehicles in the U.S. as the engine starter relay may corrode, leading to overheating and short circuit, increasing the risk of a fire. The issue affects multiple models, including Toyota Supras and 2022 BMW 230i vehicles. Sprout Organics has expanded an earlier recall of food pouches due to potential elevated lead levels. The recall applies to Sprout Organics sweet potato, apple, and spinach 3.5-ounce food pouches. And finally, spooky season is upon us, so bring on the scary movies. Well, maybe. According to psychologists, people who watch horror movies for fun and then sleep well afterwards are potential psychopaths.
Oh.
No.
Is that right? There's some really...
How do you do after movies?
I mean, there's some really over-the-top horror movies, scary movies out there. It's a little bit different. Like, back in the day, they would pop out and scare you, or, oh, he's going to show up in your dreams. And there were some gory things. Compared to today, it's a whole different world. It's so realistic. I don't know how people do it.
Well, and the gore...
I'm such a chicken.
The gore on some of even the video games is amazing to me. The shoot, you know, you'd shoot somebody and they would just fall down, right? No, now you see the blood splurts and the splashes and the, you know, people's heads going off. I mean, it's absolutely horrifically gory. And I'm like, does that not have an impact on people's brains and cause them to, you know, be a little more morbid and twisted? I don't know. I'm sure there's researchers out there. Yeah, exactly. Well, have a good laid-back weekend, Nicole. It's nice that you're kind of taking a break from all the partying.
We'll see. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a good one. She does. Last weekend, she was, in New York with her sister celebrating a birthday. She was at a bachelorette party the weekend before that. She probably needs a break.
Dan, you're like borderline. You're like, okay, we need to sit down. You have a problem. That's the way you're setting up, the way you're saying this. It gives me those type of vibes.
If that's what you got from that, that's fine. Hopefully she did too. I'm just kidding.
Dan, how long have you been married? I'm curious.
We are 35 years in. Yeah.
Isn't it a whole different world? Could you imagine, like I don't want to use Nicole as an example, but I'm kind of a springboard in that sense. Being single today, how different it is and how difficult it would be to try to start over again. I don't even want to imagine that.
No, in this day and age, I think it's really hard for young people to meet. They don't meet like we used to meet. We used to go out in order to be social. They sit in their bedrooms and thumb, you know, or on their phones or on their computers, and everything's done kind of externally. It would be, I guess, you're not having as much face-to-face time with each other. So you got to work at it, I think, in today's world to find social settings to actually meet people to get to an intimate level. I think that's why marriage numbers are so way down with this generation, is they just aren't connecting the way they used to, you know?
Oh, well, that could be a big part of it. Like, where do young people connect if it wasn't for meetups they find on the internet? Like, do young people just show up at social settings organically, or is it all organized through digital platforms? The only reason why people do it?
Outside of school and like structure, very structured things, maybe through church, through things like that, I think they have a much tougher time. This is also, have you noticed this generation doesn't drink as much? They have other vices, right? Vaping,
sure.
Vaping is huge with some of the younger generations. There's also, these other, not energy drinks, but they're like,
THC-infused drinks.
Yeah. But they're saying that the actual liquor market for this population is way down, like 50% down in just like 10 years. And obviously the liquor companies are very worried because they're saying, hey, you know, these kids are not nearly as social on that respect, going to bars, going to festivals, drinking at concerts, things like that, which, like you said, that's a good thing in some regards. But they also aren't socializing as much either. They're not getting out. Yep. They're not going, you know, bars now close at like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Have you noticed that? I mean, they do. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I didn't realize that.
What bars are you going to?
Well, maybe not the clubs. There's a difference between the downtown clubs still stay open late. But your neighborhood pubs, your Buffalo Wild Wings used to stay open till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. They're not. They're closing down at 9, 10, 12, you know, 11 o'clock at the latest on weekdays.
Wow.
And I think it's just because this generation that you know, when we were in college, we were at those bars 3-4 nights a week and staying out late, you know, and it's just not happening now.
Yeah, if you're anything like me in college, you would go out and you knew where to go because that's where the cheap chicken wings were, or that's where the cheap whatever it was that night, the special.
Free Taco Tuesdays, oh yeah.
Taco Tuesdays, uh-huh. Yep. And you're just a cheap college student that didn't have a lot of money, and if it wasn't for that, you'd be eating baked potatoes at Wendy's every day because that's all you can afford.
Yeah. And you know, also, I think there's less emphasis on recreational sports, it seems like. A lot of kids used to play a lot of, you know, beach volleyball or things. And there's not that those don't exist, but I don't know if they exist on the same level, the softball leagues and co-ed leagues and things like that. It'd be interesting. I'd love to hear from, you know, younger listeners or parents of younger players of where they're finding love. Where are they finding relationships? Where are they finding, you know, time with friends? Or is it truly become an online environment? It's a good
question.
Whole
different world. But I admire the sobriety that a lot of people are openly talking about. And, you know, I gave up drinking a long time ago, but it was a whole different story when I was younger. But when I see young people talking about, hey, openly that they're not drinking, or people that are, you know, a little bit older, they say they gave it up. And even celebrities and some of these people that are in the media that have said, no, that I don't do that anymore. I really admire that, because that's something that was looked at as a weakness before. Like, you wouldn't admit to those things, but now it's looked at as a strength, which I'm really proud of that. I think that's a trend in the right direction. One thing going in the right direction.
Well, and I also think we're seeing a huge faith movement among a younger generation that we didn't see 8-10 years ago. You know, just and Charlie Kirk may put that on steroids, because there are new chapters of these TPUSAs going up, which are faith-based. Obviously, they have, you know, political connections as well, and political messaging and beliefs and structures that they promote through TPUSA as well. But they are also seeing that there's a large sector of this youth community that's turned into God as part of their – social. And that's also probably part of where they're meeting people of like mind. You know, that's a good platform to go to church and go to different youth organizations that might be run by churches that help them find that special someone, you know, because there just aren't as many other social realms, I think, out there that there used to be.
All right, let's do in other news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up after the break on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
I'll start with one, a new one at a restaurant in New York. A customer did a double take at his bill. This was reported in one of the New York newspapers. It had a 20% quiet time surcharge on it.
Quiet time?
Yeah, he asked about it and was told that management includes it on bills when the restaurant is empty.
Oh.
He was told, you're basically getting the place to yourself. It's kind of like flying private instead of commercial.
Unbelievable.
20% quiet time surcharge.
Okay, so that shows up on your bill. Do you still give a tip?
No, I'm sure I would hope he didn't pay it.
Is that legal? Is that even legal? Can you just tack on a quiet time?
I don't know why. It's a private business.
Well, if it's not posted,
You
have to have a sign posted. If it's not posted, you have no obligation to pay it. It's more of a suggestion. Odd caused such a mess
What a weird idea, though.
Okay, you win the freaking weird story of the day. That's nuts. Hey, I've got one. It's kind of sad. Thank goodness the coach is okay. Did you hear about the coach praying with his kids at a baseball game in Katy, Texas? Mm-mm. The guy's having a youth baseball game. It's a pregame prayer. It's something he does with his kids all the time. And in the middle of the prayer, shots rang out. Multiple shots. Three individuals, Momad Rabada, Ahmad Mahweeb, and Mustafa Medelga, all in their 20s. Are all being held on $100,000 for discharging their guns and hitting the coach who is giving the prayer. 27-year-old coach.
Wow.
He's going to be okay, but they don't know why the motivation of the shooting occurred. They fired from the outfield, from a pasture out in left field, and the coach during a prayer. What's going on in this world? It's nuts.
You know, anyway. I saw this in Illinois. And when you're buying a home or you're thinking about moving, this is something I would hope they disclose to the buyers, because it happens yearly in Union County, Illinois. There is about a stretch of 3 miles where the Shawnee National Forest has to close down a road because of the snakes that are migrating through. You have the northern cottonmouth. You have the copperhead, the timber rattlesnake. You got some poisonous, dangerous snakes that are just doing their thing. And normally they close these routes down till the end of October because they're migrating. And one, it's an inconvenience. But two, could you imagine moving close to an area and no one tells you about this? And all of a sudden there's just like snakes everywhere. I would hate that.
No,
that's my worst nightmare.
Me too.
It is.
I'm not a
spiders
snake fan.
Also.
Spiders I'm not as bad with.
Big
snakes.
Spiders.
Do not dig snakes at all. Oh, my gosh.
We should play that song, Spiders and Snakes, there. Look that one up, Drew. Here's an example of the Democratic Party's dysfunction. First of all, the fact that Kamala Harris has a new memoir. Obviously, we know about this, 107 days about her campaign, her failed campaign last year. some of the stories in it. Like when Joe Biden dropped out, Harris texted Gavin Newsom and said, endorse me, with like six exclamation points or question marks. Endorse me, please. Newsom responded, hiking, we'll call back. And then he later explained that his office was actually working on an endorsement for Harris at the same time, but that he didn't know her number. So he was like, who is this sending me a text saying endorse me with six question marks? And it's just like, why air this? Why publish this from Harris's perspective? Why? It makes no sense to me.
Can I ask something here in other news? I'm sorry to break the rotation, but I'm just seeing Scott on camera. In other news, what happened to your arm? Scott, are you okay?
Shoulder. Yeah, I had shoulder surgery a month ago. I've been in this thing for a month.
I didn't see that painful on the camera earlier this week. Shoulder surgery.
He's in rehab.
Yeah, it's tough. It's rotator cuff, bicep repair, clavicle.
Oh.
Three different surgeries in one, and it's really been painful. But hopefully I'm turning the corner.
Oh, I hope so. You must have hit it well. Either that or the lights were off in the studio and it just blended into the background. Is this the song?
Let's see. Yeah.
I don't like spiders and snakes. What it takes to love me.
Wasn't this Jim Croce? Is it Jim Croce?
No, that's who is that?
It was one of his contemporaries.
I got it. Wow. Jim Stafford.
I knew it was close.
Stafford. Jim Stafford.
Very close.
That's right.
It's the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.